That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Men of Pine Ridge are still encamped on their hill just outside the city limits. But by now, the excitement and gay spirit of their venture has lessened a good deal. Although they've succeeded in holding off the voting on the bond issue, their desertion of the town has in no way hampered the women in running Pine Ridge. In fact, the women have made no overtures to the men to return. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Ladies, when you're out shopping and you stop to check over your list, be sure you have everything you want. Now think a second. How about that Alka-Seltzer supply? Are the tablets down to four? Well, if they are, that's the time to buy some more. Remember Alka-Seltzer's pleasant, refreshing relief for those occasional shopping headaches. See how quickly Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic goes right to work on your headache. It can go to work fast because it's dissolved before you take it. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can give you the kind of relief you want when you want it. You see, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. And when you need it, be sure you have it. So get a large economical package from your drugstore today. The large family size contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller Get Acquainted package, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears sitting on the ground, apart from the others, talking things over.
Well, I know this much, Abner. If we don't study up an extra good idea before sundown, we're licked. I know good and well we can't get all the fellas to stay up here another night.
Well, this sure ain't the most comfort sleeping I ever done. I know that. So good, I got a crick in my back I never will get out.
You know, my rheumatism is coming back just as sure as the world.
That Lum, ain't there some other way that you can get them women folks to give the government back to us?
Well, if there is, I don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
I've studied this thing forwards and backwards and upwards and downwards, and I can't figure out what it is. I thought surely by this time the women folks would realize that they can't get along without us. Near as I can see, they ain't showed no signs of it yet.
No.
Fact is, they seem to be getting along better.
Why, sure, they're running both the politics and the store. They've taken over everything.
I thought that idea about starting up a new town would have some effect, but it never.
Well, some of the men thought that was a good idea. Build a new town of our own right up here just for us men.
Yeah, I had a good name studied up for that, too. Womanless Arkansas.
Yeah, I know. Some of the men liked it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Womanless Arkansas.
You told us that, Grandpap.
Where the men wear the pants.
Uh-huh.
The trouble with it, that was, that it never had no effect on the women at all. We sent Earl Pomeroy down into town to tell them that's what we was aiming on doing, sort of threaten them with it, but they just laughed, Earl said. Never believed it for one minute.
Yeah. Well, why don't we actually do it then? Just go ahead and build us a town right up here.
Oh, you can't actually do that. We ain't got the money. And in the second place, couldn't get the materials.
No.
Besides, that ain't what we really want, you know it.
No, I reckon not, I reckon not.
All we want to do is get Pine Ridge back again. Run it ourselves like it ought to be run. Live in a normal, regular way like we used to.
Doggies, we used to have a pretty good town, too, you know it.
You know, I could get the materials to build with. I'm a veteran.
Hush up, Grandpa.
Spanish-American War. I can get the seven-legged materials.
Not enough to build a whole town with. Who's that heading over this way? Oh, get a breathing.
I can get a double pigeon-toed priorities for any materials you name.
Reckon what old Caleb's wanting.
Well, I can tell you what he wants. Wants to complain to me just like half of the others have done the last couple of days.
Complain?
Yeah, they practical all tell the same story. They say they all come up here in good faith, but so far we never accomplished a thing.
Well, we ain't.
Oh, you're right. Now they feel like they sort of got to get back to the places to get their crops in.
Yeah.
Planted and all. If they don't get their crops started, they ain't going to have nothing to live on next winter.
Well, they're right about that, Lon.
I know it. Well, see, we've got to get a idea right away that'll make them women give in. Those men can go back.
Yeah, got to do it.
Jennies, when they do go back, I want them to go back as men, not mice.
No. Well, here comes Caleb. See if you can convince him of that.
Yeah, stay here, Abner, and help me out.
Yeah, well, I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I think I'm going over and pitch a few horseshoes. Might help my rheumatism.
Yeah.
Is there a horseshoe game going on over there, Caleb?
Never noticed, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Caleb. You want to see me?
Yes, I did. I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm, that's what I figured.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Lum.
Well, sit down on the ground there and get it off your chest, Caleb. You don't mind if Abner's here, do you?
No, I don't care. It's all right. I've been a-studying, Lum. Been a-thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Been a-studying this here thing over, and an idea come to me this morning.
An idea?
A plan, you might say.
Well, what sort of a plan, Caleb? What for?
Well, now, I don't know whether you'd call it a plan or not. It might not be no good at all. Maybe I oughtn't to waste your time with it. I mentioned it to Tom Foster. Of course, he's pretty skeptical.
Yeah, what did Tom say about it?
Oh, Tom thought it was great.
Oh, well, let's hear it then.
Well, I knowed a man in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Yeah?
Oh, I didn't know him too well, of course. Not exactly a stranger, though. Had connection with him, you might say.
I see.
Oh, I guess you'd call them connections. I was sort of related to him.
Really?
Yeah, he was my uncle. Lived with him for 7 years.
Oh, well, I guess you could say you knowed him then. What's he got to do with all this?
Well, nothing, actually.
Well, look, Caleb, if you've got a plan, I wish you'd come right out and tell me what it is. I'm in desperate need of one right now. We're in an awful fix.
That's what I come over here for, Lum. Oh, Abner, did you hear the story my uncle tells about Guthrie, Oklahoma?
No. Fact's it, I never even knowed your uncle, Caleb. Mm,
too bad. Quite a nice fella.
Oh.
Good looking, tall.
Hmm.
Well, there's some that said he was tall, in a way.
Oh.
Some people might not think so. Fact is, I doubt, but there's them that tell the opinion that he's sort of medium.
Well.
Hmm. Of course, they might have been mistaken.
Yeah.
They could be dead right about some things, but sometimes things like a man's height are hard to judge.
Yeah.
Personally, I've always felt that he weren't short, but I could be wrong, too. In this case, though, I'd say I was right.
Yeah, how tall was your uncle?
6'7¾".
Well, 6'7¾".
There was a time when he was 6'7⅞". But as he grew old, he seemed to shrink.
Hmm.
Oh, I oughtn't to say he was exactly old. I reckon looking at it from one point of view, you might say that. But on the other hand...
Listen, Caleb, you come over here to tell us a plan.
That's right.
Well, hurry up and tell it. If we don't do something right away, it's going to be too late.
Well, that's the way I look at it, Lum. Of course, there's some of the fellows up here that hold a different opinion. But on the other hand...
How old was your uncle?
101 years, 8 months, 1 week, and 3 days.
Huh.
Died exactly at midnight.
Well, midnight?
I guess you wouldn't exactly say it was midnight. I got an aunt who holds the opinion that the hall clock was off at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, two cousins of mine have long felt that their mother, that's my aunt, was nearsighted.
Well.
But you know how young people err, all find fault with their parents.
Yeah.
Just imagine things that ain't true.
Mm.
Of course, I suppose they could have been right about my aunt's nearsightedness. Last time I saw her, she was standing in front of a cigar store asking the wooden Indian what time it was.
Well, listen, Caleb, if you've got something to tell, I wish you'd hurry up and do it. Please.
I never even knowed a wooden Indian could tell time.
Abner Hesha. Caleb, do you actually have a plan or don't you?
Oh, I do. I got one.
Well, what is it?
My uncle tells a story about Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Oh, me. Here we go again.
Oh, I guess you'd call it a story. Of course.
Well, call it a story. Just tell us what it is.
Yeah, tell us, Caleb.
Well, seemed there was some mix-up about what town the capital of Oklahoma was supposed to be in.
Hmm.
Oklahoma City or Guthrie.
Yeah.
Them two towns is both in the state of Oklahoma. Well, I guess you could say there was the state of Oklahoma.
I know dad blame well it was and still there.
Yes, I reckon so. If you look at it that way.
Well, I look at it that way. Now, what about this, Caleb? About the capital?
Well, it seems that Guthrie laid claim to be in the capital because it had all the official records there and wouldn't give them up.
Hmm.
So late one night, I reckon it's safe to say it's late at night. Of course, on the other hand, one fella's idea of what's late and early might differ from the other fella's idea.
Look, Caleb, I'm willing to agree that it was late at night.
Yeah,
too. Now, go on, please.
Well, sir, late one night, a big batch of fellows from Oklahoma City. Well, it wasn't really a big batch. There must have been, I don't even know how many there was.
Good.
Anyway, late one night, they snuck over to Guthrie.
Late, huh?
Yeah, late.
Yeah.
Got hold of all in their official records and toted them back to Oklahoma City.
Well.
And from that day on...
Granted, you have got an idea there, Caleb.
Wait a minute. They ain't done. From that day on, the capital...
This is just the thing I've been looking for.
What is it, Long? What have you
we
said?
We ain't going to move no state capital, both I, grannies, we can get control of Pine Ridge that way.
By doing what?
Steal it right out from under the noses of them dadgum women.
Steal it?
Why, sure.
You mean that we're going to steal the records of the town?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
we
oh.
won't leave nothing for them women to run.
I know that.
Caleb, you're a genius for studying this, huh?
Well, wait a minute.
Abner, I'm going to go find Dick Hull.
I ain't done telling it yet.
And figure out exactly how we're going to do this. Yes, sir, this is just the idea we've been needing.
Well, wait, love.
Now, wait a minute. No stopping him now, Caleb. You might as well save your breath.
But I ain't told him the plan yet.
Well, now, maybe you ain't exactly told him, Caleb. But, on the other hand, maybe you have. Of course, if... might be some, but hold the old opinion that if you give a man your idea, why, you told it to him. But you can't always go by their opinions. On the other hand...
Boy, Abner, cut it out.
Huh?
If there's any one thing that can't stand, it's a man that beats around the bush.
Well, at last the plan. It might be a little risky, but it certainly would be a strong weapon in the men's hands if it succeeds. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.